For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Good morning, Tad and Drex Show. If you missed it yesterday, Kara told us a story about she went to go see her husband play tennis and sat down next to a woman who pointed to one of the guys on her husband's team and said, "That's my boyfriend. I just moved here to be closer to him." Well, Kara found that strange because the guy that she pointed to is your married friend, John, and you're also friends with his wife, and they have three kids, and you're like, what? So you were wondering, like, do I say something? Should I keep it to myself?
So out of all of the calls we got yesterday, I took the advice that I should let John kind of have 48 hours to talk to on his own and to keep me completely out of it. So I gave John a call. When he found out that I had talked about this on the radio, he went absolutely crazy. I tried to explain that I changed the names and like everything was cool. Right. And he was not cool with it. He wanted to kind of come on the air and give his side of the story.
All right. So we have John on the phone now. John, like, what do you got to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not having an affair, if that's what you're wondering. She's somebody I work with, someone who I'm mentoring.
A colleague that you're mentoring that shows up at your tennis match and just vomits your entire year-long relationship to a complete stranger?
Well, I mean, I don't know what she said to you that got you so, like, agitated, but
she
I don't know.
She straight up told me that you've been in a relationship with her for a year.
In a work relationship. We work together. I'm mentoring her.
Where did you guys meet? How do you know
her?
We
met at a conference in Boston.
All right, so you guys meet at a conference, and where was she living at the time? Because she said she just moved to the area for this job that you have.
Well, it is a real job. She's from Indianapolis.
She never told me there was a job. She straight up told me she was moving here for John.
John, you keep saying, like, you're mentoring her. This is just a business relationship. Have you guys ever been physical?
I mean, no. I mean, you know, not physical. I mean, we're close. We work together. We're colleagues. She's my work wife.
Well, then does Maggie know about your work wife?
Why would Maggie need to know about something that's so boring as my colleagues at work?
Because this woman is claiming that you are her boyfriend.
You misheard her. You did not
even call her out. Oh, my God. I did not mishear her. Why was she sitting right next to me?
Why was she even at the tennis match in the first place? If she's just a work friend, what is she doing?
She was there because we had scheduled a meeting afterwards. She needed to get some new clothes for the office, and I was going to give her some advice on wardrobe and what's, you know, appropriate to wear around.
You took your non-girlfriend work wife that your wife doesn't know about shopping.
You guys are twisting things up. You know, you're stirring the pot. You're raising red flags. You're trying to create trouble where there is no trouble.
No, if it's innocent and professional, then you need to just tell Maggie about it.
There's nothing to tell. There's nothing to tell.
He can tell. Listen, innocent. John, if it's above board, then just tell Maggie what's going on.
Exactly.
And you guys are troublemakers.
All right, John.
I don't think it's us that's the troublemaker.
So I'm curious. We have all invested so much in this, especially Kara, who put her friendships on the line and was so worried. You haven't been sleeping.
No.
Like all of this. I'm curious. Are you satisfied with John's explanation? 404-741-0985. You heard what he had to say. Should he still have to go to his wife, or is that a pretty good explanation or not? 98.5, 80s, 90s, and now we're talking about this tennis guy, John, who Kara went to see her husband play tennis. John is out there playing tennis. Kara sits next to this woman who says, "Oh, that's my boyfriend." But you knew, Kara, that that guy that that woman said was her boyfriend was actually your friend Maggie's
husband
with three kids.
Yes.
So we just had John on because John already was on the radio and he's like, I need to defend myself. Mm-hmm. And what was his reason?
He didn't really have a reason. Basically, he thinks that this is just a work wife and they're just colleagues.
We're all crazy. He's a mentor to this woman who moved from Indianapolis to Atlanta for work. He got her the job. They're going shopping together.
Stinks like hot garbage to
me. Kara, I just can't believe that you're friends with this guy, John. I can't believe how he was gaslighting you and blaming you. Saying,
right?
You heard wrong. She didn't say we were in a relationship.
Makes me wonder what he's going to say to his wife, if anything at all.
Paula pointed out the fact that when Kara asked John, she goes, was it physical? There was this long, and I was even counting. I was like, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000. Well, John is figuring out, like, how am I going to handle that question? Do you think it's legit, Tina and Stockbridge? You think it is?
No way.
Oh, you think the affair is legit?
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't imagine, Tina, if I called my wife and said, oh, I just took Kara to get some outfits. She knows Kara. She'd still be like, WTF, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't think that anybody that takes their colleague shopping is legit. That is a girlfriend. Even my husband doesn't take me shopping. Come on now.
See, I know that this is a different topic, but I have taken other women to pick out spectacles for me numerous times.
Okay,
other than my wife, just people with style. I've got, like, seriously.
But even that's different because they're helping you. You are not helping them.
Right.
And as the superior, You're the one that's liable for that.
Nobody's asking my fashion advice, I can promise you.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726, sunshine 71 for a high today. What's going on, Kara?
Atlanta is being called the new epicenter of American arts, at least by InStyle magazine anyways. They're giving Atlanta some major props for our impact in several areas, from music and film to business and politics. There's an 18-page spread, and it's mentioning some of the most notable Atlantans and also some up-and-comers for their influence on culture and the future. So people like Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, Real Housewives of Atlanta's Portia Williams, Dr. Joycelyn Wilson, who's the assistant professor of hip-hop studies and digital media over at Georgia Tech's Ivan Allen College, and company ballet dancer for the Atlanta Ballet's Keith Reeves, just to name a couple that are giving Atlanta some major props. And I'm hoping it's not going to mean there's going to be an influx of more people coming to the area, because we full.
Oh, there's plenty of room as you head north. Like, Canton can take some.
You ever been to Canton?
Hey, listen, this is wonderful. Like, think about this. People don't even realize, just even the film industry itself, the Marvel superhero movies that you see. We've got so many studios around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, California, you done. We taken over.
Uh-oh.
I like what Kara said. We're full. We're good.
A little full.
The more the merrier. Are you kidding me? But
if I can't get to Chick-fil-A on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard at 5:45 in the afternoon, I'm good with the arts. You know, leave the arts somewhere else.
Let's get a good feeling.
We are so different.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
You guys have young kids, so are the kids these days as crazy about Hello Kitty as we were back in the 80s?
It wasn't a thing. My daughter turned 8 yesterday. It wasn't a thing for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you've got a Hello Kitty lover in your life, or maybe it's you, go over to Atlantic Station this Saturday. They've got this cool Hello Kitty cafe truck that's going to be hanging out from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's over by the California Pizza Kitchen. It's kind of like a cute little camper that they've totally tricked out and filled with specialty Hello Kitty sweet treats, and they've got collectibles and all kinds of cool merch. You can get the cute little bow that the kitty always wears.
Sounds to me like this Hello Kitty thing is going to be more of a draw for 30-somethings.
Yeah,
it's people that were in 96, 97 that were super into Hello Kitty and still are to this day. Like a girl I went to high school with, she still posts on her Instagram stories with Hello Kitty. I'm like, you're 38.
There's a lot of people that love themselves some Hello Kitty.
It's the same adults who, like, go to Disney by themselves, weirdos.
It's the same people that don't want the film industry to thrive in Georgia.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Lisa and Temple.
Good morning. Good
morning. Could you kick Kara out?
Kara, go arrange your email or something.
I'm out of here, Lisa. Good luck.
We are going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the studio. Bring her back and ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She'll pay you $100 cash. Oh, and we are brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lisa, are you ready for question number one?
I am.
Adam Sandler said he's up for starring in Happy Gilmore 2. What sport does Happy play?
Golf.
Number two, 36-year-old Catherine McPhee and her 71-year-old husband have welcomed their first child. True or false, Catherine got her start on American Idol.
True.
Number three, Trisha Yearwood came down with COVID a few months ago, and despite quarantining together, her husband did not. Who's that?
Garth Brooks.
Number four, Tiger Woods is recovering after a six-hour surgery to repair his right leg. Name the major athletic company that sponsors Tiger's clothing.
Nike.
Number five, the next Spider-Man movie starring Tom Holland is going to be named Spider-Man No Way Home. Name the newspaper Peter Parker works for.
Oh, God. New York Times. I don't know.
Bring Kara back in. How do we do?
Oh, Lisa was cruising along and got the first four right, so well done. Four is the number.
Thank you.
They're tough today, Kara.
Okay.
Same questions. Number one, Kara. Adam Sandler says he's up for starring in Happy Gilmore 2. What sport does Happy play?
Golf.
That's what Lisa said, 1-1.
Number two, 36-year-old Catherine McPhee and her 71-year-old husband have welcomed their first child. Oh, you make a big deal out of that, but what about Lionel Richie, right?
We made a big deal out of it yesterday.
True or false, Catherine got her start in American Idol.
That's true.
That's what Lisa said, 2-2.
Number three, Trisha Yearwood came down with COVID a few months ago. Despite quarantining together, her husband did not. Who's that?
Garth Brooks.
That's what Lisa said as well, 3-3.
Number four, Tiger Woods is recovering after a six-hour surgery to repair his right leg. Name the major athletic company that sponsors Tiger clothing.
Just do it, Nike.
That's what Lisa said as well. Knotted up at four.
Number five, next Spider-Man movie starring Tom Holland is going to be called Spider-Man No Way Home. Name the newspaper Peter Parker works for.
Oh. It's the Daily Bugle?
Lisa was busy doing the crossword puzzle on the New York Times. The Daily Bugle is the right answer.
Oh.
Final score of 5-4 this morning. Lisa and Temple, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
Kara, your new record, 972 wins and just 32 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Lisa.
Way to go, Kara.
A very strong showing, even though you lost. We're going to play again tomorrow. Anybody that wants to play can sign up, tadanddrex.com.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Jen, why do you need forgiveness from your husband this morning?
I took some money from our savings account, and I thought I can put that money back in like a month, but it's just going to take a little bit more time. You
know? All right, let me understand this. You have an investment opportunity. You took money out of your savings account. You thought you were going to get it back into the account. And does Rick know about any of this? This is your husband?
This idea is going to be like worth billions. So, like, you should get over it and
billions.
Just wait for the...
Hold on, Jen. You said that this is going to be worth billions. The only way to make billions is to put, like, a million in. How much money are we talking that you invested into this amazing opportunity?
Yeah.
So, I took $10,000 out of our savings account.
$10,000?
It's this amazing opportunity. Have you ever heard of Alfred Einstein? It's like this big kind of idea.
It's like a big invention. I think it's Albert, but that's fine. So this is an invention. Oh. You're needing our help to ask your husband's forgiveness for taking money out of your savings account. You thought you would be able to put it back in. You can't.
Okay, the big problem is that because I took $10,000 out, there's only like $800 left in that savings account.
Oh my gosh.
But he's got to know, like, we're going to make it all back. And we're going to make more than that.
So if you don't tell him about this today and you don't ask for forgiveness, it's in all likelihood he's going to find out on his own.
Ugh.
He'll be on board because, I mean, like, this was his idea.
This was his idea, but you, like, followed through with it without talking to him about it.
Yeah, because he's going to be so surprised and excited.
Not the adjectives, I would think.
Right.
Hang on. 10 minutes from now, we'll talk to him, and we'll see how he reacts to this news and get forgiveness for you, okay?
Great.
I know that conversation went very quickly, but let's just lay this out here again. She had an idea she says was actually her husband's idea, took $10,000 out of their bank account and invested it without letting him know.
Wow.
I got to find out what this invention is that she said is going to make them billionaires with a B.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
We're just talking to Jen a couple of minutes ago who has an invention that she's invested in, and she says it was actually her husband's idea. The only thing is that she didn't tell her husband that she was following through with his idea and in the process removing $10,000 from their bank account, leaving them with only $800, which is why she needs forgiveness before her husband realizes we've only got $800 to our name. Jen, sit tight as we get your husband, Rick, on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Rick. It's Tad, Drex, and Caracom from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay.
No, you did not win. We did want to ask, though, have you and your wife had an idea lately that's going to be like the next Tesla or Apple stock?
I don't think so.
So you guys haven't had a discussion about investments or opportunities or anything like that?
No.
Honey, this was your idea. It was your idea, and it's like this brilliant idea.
All right. Now, hang on. Rick, I'm sure this is confusing to you. That's Jen, your wife. She's on the phone, and she has something to tell you about.
Oh, okay.
Remember when, like, Bandit's teeth were stinky, and you said that we should get him dentures.
Now, hang on a second. Who's Bandit?
Our dog.
Dentures for a dog. This is the big idea?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That was a joke.
But it's, like, so genius.
Dog dentures are genius? it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Okay. I'm not even sure if that's possible.
It's genius.
Honey, what do you need to tell me?
Well, yeah, Rick, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and there is something else that Jen wants to tell you.
Okay. So I told Dr. about it, and he just wants to make it into reality. So we are investors, and when this takes off, it's going to be big money, like move to Buckhead kind of money.
Jen, how much money did you give this man?
$25,000. I mean, which we'll get back plus like another $25 billion.
Whoa.
We don't have $25,000. What are you talking about?
I mean, well, it wasn't all from our account.
Yeah, I was wondering because, Jen, when we talked to you earlier, you said it was $10,000. So where'd you get the rest of the money?
So half of it is from Aunt Clara.
You took this from our inheritance?
First of all, it's my aunt. And secondly, it was your idea. And we talked about it.
I mean, this wasn't my idea. This was a joke that I made. Is this for real?
Let me understand this. You guys were remarking that Bandits has stinky teeth. Rick said, we should get him dentures. And Jen, you have since then gone off, talked to a doctor, started putting this in research and development, taken inheritance money, and left you with $800 in your savings account.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you're so mad. It's like you don't like money. Is that it? Or
Jen, you've just wiped out our entire savings.
I did not wipe it all out.
For some money that you gave Dr. Giggles.
So, Rick.
Not a good idea, honey.
Jen does feel bad that she did all this without talking to you. And she just wants to know, are you willing to forgive and forget?
Jen, listen to me. You need to hang up this phone right now and call whoever you need to call and get this money back.
Doggy dentures are coming. They're going to be sold. And we're going to make $1 billion. And when the money comes rolling in, don't be mad.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Well, if a dog has to be put under for the cleaning, then they have dentures. Coming up tomorrow, Meg needs to apologize to her bestie for ruining her 40th birthday.
Oh,
she needs forgiveness. In fact, she needs to fly to Ohio to make it up to her. That's how bad this is.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's on tomorrow's Forgive and Forget, 7 a.m. Friday on B98.5.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 825 Sunshine 71 for a high today. What's going on, Kara?
Yeah, those iPhone 12s are cool and all, but you know they can also be extremely dangerous. Apple has recently issued a major warning after doctors found a stunning problem. Cardiologists discovered that the iPhone 12 and the MagSafe accessories can actually control cardiac devices. They are advising that those with implanted pacemakers and or defibrillators to keep those things a safe distance away from them. That means at least a foot. So I don't know, is that a foot from your heart to your head? If you're like talking on the phone, maybe speakerphone is the way to go. But
maybe the better idea if you have one of these devices is to not have one of those devices.
Yeah, so it's the new magnetic charging technology that is the major problem. Mm-hmm. The pacemakers and defibrillators have an internal switch that actually responds to magnets, so doctors don't have to perform surgery every time an adjustment needs to be made. And these magnets in the phones are just strong enough to either make them turn off completely or seriously affect the rhythm of someone's heart. So
Apple's going to figure out like a way to control that and end up making money off of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Like they're going to have their own attachment, like pacemaker attachment app.
You ready for a good feeling?
Please. Oh, sometimes
I get a good feeling. Yeah. Did y'all know that we've got two of the top girls basketball players in the country right here in Atlanta? On March 10th, we'll find out who the winner of the Naismith High School Girls Player of the Year Award will be. And there's a very good chance it will go to either Forest Park, Sanaa Fegan, or Westlake's Raven Johnson. It's not often two of the five finalists come from the same state, and even less likely that they've played together in the past and are planning to play together in the future when they go to college in South Carolina. So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed that one of these girls brings home the big trophy.
I love some of these guys, and I know a couple of them that are like, oh, you know, I could beat a woman athlete at the top of her game. I could beat her in her sport.
Ha!
We went out one time with like a semi-pro female golfer one time, and I had a buddy who was playing with me that was like that. She destroyed him, like, by the seventh hole. I'm like, only 11 more to go, John.
Eating a little crow at the end of that game.
Did she destroy you, Mr. Drex?
Oh, 100%, okay. But I wasn't running my big fat mouth.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. This is a game that we're going to play, Tad, Drex, and Kara. We are going to play Before and After. This is a game that was invented because it was a category on Wheel of Fortune. It's impossible to explain. We just have to play it, and you'll get it as it goes along. Everybody's going to have a good time. Trust me. Drex going up against Kara. If I said, name a band with Adam Levine and name a great burger joint, the answer would not be Maroon 5 and Five Guys. It would be Maroon 5 Guys.
Okay.
See how
got
the
it.
Middle word is the...
Yep. Got it.
Again. Yeah. Just let's play it.
Yeah.
So the first clue will go with Kara. Controversial host taking a break from The Bachelor. And guy who plays Han Solo.
Oh, gosh.
Controversial host taking a break from The Bachelor. And guy who plays Han Solo.
Harrison is from The Bachelor. Harrison Ford is... Okay, so Chris Harrison Ford.
There you go. You got it, kid. See what I'm saying? Drex.
Yeah.
Mayor Keisha is asking people to stay away from the All-Star game March 7th because of COVID. Name the Lakers star making his 17th appearance and the guy who does the voice of Darth Vader.
Oh, very Star Wars theme. All right, so the Lakers star, I don't know basketball that much, so I'm going to say LeBron James.
Right.
And Darth Vader. James Earl. LeBron James Earl Jones?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. On to the next clue for Kara. The Queen's husband, who's currently in the hospital with an infection, and the winner of season 11 of American Idol.
Prince Philip Phillips.
Might be his real name.
Drex, yeah. Chrissy Teigen asked President Biden to unfollow her so she could cuss freely on Twitter.
Oh, geez.
Name Chrissy's husband and the fantasy adventure game centered around a character named Link. This is tough.
John Legends of Zelda?
All right, we got two more. Kara.
Yeah.
Dave Letterman surprised Drew Barrymore by showing up on her talk show for her 46th birthday. Drew was in E.T. back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Name E.T.'s catchphrase and the Atlanta-based store for do-it-yourselfers. And say it like E.T. if you can. E.T.
E.T. phones Home Depot.
Finally, Drex.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen is doing a podcast with Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Bruce sang the title song from a 1994 Tom Hanks movie. Name that movie and brand name bagel topping.
The Streets of Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.